This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The whole sports world is talking about Knicks Pacers last night. Comeback win from the New York Knicks. I'm sorry, from the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks completely choked that thing away.
Yep.
Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson led the Knicks. Towns with 35 points. Brunson with 43. Brunson's able to get to the rim kind of at will.
As anybody.
But my man Jeff Walker, noted Pacers fan, says Jalen Brunson is why the Knicks lost. And the floor is yours, Jeffrey. Explain.
Okay, so first off, before I start, I want to say I understand basketball is a team sport. I've played, so I understand that. Now let's get into it. You are the superstar on this team. You were in foul trouble early. You are not even just a superstar. You're the heartbeat. You're the life of this offense for this New York Knicks team. For the fouls, for the sloppy defense that you played early in the game, because most of them fouls, they weren't tit for tat fouls. They were sloppy fouls that if, you know, Brunson would have came controlled, stop, just let the man go up. He beat you. You getting crazy fouls where you're fouling guys that already beat you to the rim. They're bigger than you. You fouling them as they're already going up, giving them the and one opportunity. No, you are the star. It was vital moments going down that stretch when they were losing momentum that if Jalen Brunson didn't have to keep subbing in and out of the game, I think the Knicks would have pulled their game away last night. Yeah, he had 43, but they didn't win. And that was a night he could have easily had 50 with the win going out of regulation. There would have been no overtime. But I'm not going to discredit how the Pacers played, but if this was LeBron in that foul trouble and he wasn't there for his team in the fourth quarter during that time when they were losing momentum, the whole sports world would be on fire. This is a superstar too. This is playoff basketball. You can't afford to play that sloppy defense because you go down these games, you're playing another NBA team over there. You can lose this series. You can lose momentum. So, yes, that was on Jalen Brunson. You are the star. You got to play better basketball.
I don't agree with you. And I wouldn't even be discussing LeBron. I think you got to realize there are a bunch of other guys on that team, too, that I was talking about Miles Bridges. He was a minus 15 in the game. If you watch him last night, I thought he was crippled or drunk. He was falling down every other time.
Now, plus minus, you can argue the validity of the stat. Brunson was a minus 8.
Okay. He had 43 still. My ultimate thing in that game is I'm not going to blame Jalen Brunson. I'm going to blame the coach. Because the coach, he didn't stop nothing when the Pacers was on their run. The best coaches, when you start a run, what do? They time out. And you can stop that and you can adjust. My man didn't adjust one time.
So Brunson got asked in postgame about starting the fourth quarter despite already having four fouls. Remember, he picked up his fifth foul like less than about 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. Five fouls for a guard is a lot, man. And Brunson said, I trust whatever Tom Thibodeau goes with. I'm going to have his back no matter what. I just got to be smart. The player that stands out to me, and I think it was Kenny Smith, and then Chuck asked him about it as well. Naismith, we're all talking about the threes. Dude went 8 of 9 for 3, hit 5 in the fourth quarter, and was absolutely lights out. He was an excellent defender. I understand Brunson got 43, but that's their offense, is to let Brunson create. Yeah. Naismith does it on both ends of the floor. And granted, they needed a miracle late to pull it off, but I think if you trust plus-minus as a stat, Halliburton was plus 15 in that game. His ability to score and to create for others is really pretty elite.
Yeah.
And then Naismith was a plus 10 last night.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of that is the threes undoubtedly, but he's doing it for 39 minutes last night on both ends of the floor. And like when we talk about other players in basketball that maybe don't give you the effort defensively, The Pacers are deep and quick, and they play both ends of the floor.
And like I said, they were disciplined the whole game. But I can't blame Brunson, because if he wasn't there, they don't be in a game at all. They don't have a chance at the end. I'm looking at Thibodeau, who can tell them all, don't just jack the ball up early in the shot clock. Take it down some. The coach. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, if the game had gone another way, we could switch all that stuff around. But it went this way, and I wouldn't have blamed Halliburton. I wouldn't have blamed Naismith. I would have blamed the damn coach.
Your boy, Mikal Bridges, to your point, played 46 minutes, had 16 points, minus 15.
Mikal Bridges is a guy who normally locks people down. He's effective down low. Yesterday, man, it's like he failed too many times for me. It's like you said about, what's it called?
Hart late.
Hart was slipping. Mikal Bridges was laying on the floor most of the damn time.
Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. The Pacers took that thing away. That is a team that doesn't quit. I think we've seen that throughout these playoffs. I can't say I'm blaming Brunson for that. If I have to point the finger at anybody, I think Thibodeau's at the top of the list. I also think, like, you got to just credit Indy. I think Indy came and
Indy played their tails off.
The door was left open and they kicked it down. That is the philosophy of this radio program. People say opportunity knocks. It doesn't knock. You got to kick doors down. When we return, we're going to talk to Hondo Carpenter. Covers the Raiders. Get a preview of week 3 for the Washington Commanders. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.